DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Lucia Walton in Bonn. Cypriot leaders are thrashing out a new plan to raise the 5.8 billion euros demanded by international creditors as a condition of a bailout loan. The European Central Bank has also warned it can only provide Cyprus with emergency funding until next Monday. So far, lawmakers have agreed on an investment solidarity fund that would be financed by donations from Cypriots, the business sector, and foreign investors. Nathan Morley has the latest from Nicosia for Deutsche Welle.
There is a more urgent dimension because we simply don't know what the EU, IMF and European Central Bank are making of this new plan, and can it plug this 5.8 billion euros precondition? The European Central Bank has warned it may halt emergency funding on Monday, and the cash points now are the most popular place to be in Cyprus.
Cypriot Foreign Minister Mikhail Saris is in Moscow trying to extend an existing loan from Russia. Other options are to tap into pension funds and turn to the wealthy Orthodox Church in Cyprus, which has also offered to help out. In other news, a Sunni Muslim cleric and longtime supporter of Syria's President Bashar Assad has been killed in a suicide bombing in Damascus. 84-year-old preacher Sheikh Mohammed Sayyid Ramadan al-Bouti died in the explosion in the Amman Mosque in the city's Masrar district. It's reported at least 15 people were killed in the blast, which happened during evening prayers on Friday. Meanwhile, the UN says it will investigate the possible use of chemical weapons in Syria. The regime demanded an independent investigation after claiming rebels used chemical weapons in an attack in the northern city of Aleppo on Tuesday. Opposition fighters blamed the assault on government forces and also asked for an international probe. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. US President Barack Obama has called on Israeli students in Jerusalem to create peace by tackling regional issues that threaten their state. Obama expressed support for the Jewish state in the address, but also criticized its policies in the region. However, he defended Israel on a variety of issues to show his support for its right to exist. Obama also said the US and Israel can work together on security issues.
I'm proud that the security relationship between the United States and Israel has never been stronger. Never. More exercises between our militaries. The largest program to date to help you retain your qualitative military edge.
The U.S. leader is on a four-day trip to Israel, his first official visit to the region as president. The jailed leader of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK, has called for a ceasefire and the withdrawal of Kurdish militants from Turkish territory. Abdullah Öcalan's announcement comes after months of secret negotiations with Turkish spy agency. He called on PKK fighters to stop all hostilities as part of a peace accord. Dorian Jones is in Istanbul following events.
What is significant here is, along with the call for ceasefire, is the commitment to withdraw Kurdish rebel forces from Turkey. That is seen as key. How successful that withdrawal will be crucial to what happens next. The Prime Minister has said that any formalization of talks are dependent on the withdrawal of those fighters.
Öcalan is serving a life sentence for treason on Imrili Island off the coast of Istanbul. A police officer was killed when two helicopters crashed during a training exercise in the German capital, Berlin. Five people were also injured in the incident at the city's Olympic Stadium. It's reported the helicopters collided on Thursday morning during a snow shower. Australia's Prime Minister Julia Gillard has apologised to thousands of unmarried mothers forced to give up their babies for adoption. In a speech on Thursday, Gillard acknowledged the serious impact of the forced adoption policy imposed by the government between the 1950s and the 1970s. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Lucia Walton, Deutsche Welle News.